Jupiter now filled the entire sky. It was so huge that neither mind nor eye could grasp it any longer, and both had abandoned the attempt. If it had not been for the extraordinary variety of color, the reds and pinks and yellows and salmons and even scarlets of the atmosphere beneath them, Bowman could have believed that he was flying low over a cloudscape on Earth. And now, for the first time in all their journeying, they were about to lose the sun. Pale and shrunken though it was, it had been Discovery's constant companion since her departure from Earth 5 months ago, but now her orbit was diving into the shadow of Jupiter. She would soon pass over the night side of the planet.